So it's a tough gospel that we have this evening. If anyone wants to follow me, take up his or her cross, let him or let her deny and follow. Not so much of a good news. Cross, denying, losing. I don't know how to preach this message other than sharing a story from my life, which is a bit embarrassing, but most of my stories are embarrassing. Recently, I was in a training for 2 weeks, training for youth ministry. For me, it was more than a training. It was more of a getting away from here and reflecting on my life and to want, I was at a time, still at a time, to really go deeper in the Lord. Now, I didn't want to have my priesthood on the peripheral, but I wanted to go deeper. And at that time in the training, I was convicted of something that I have done a few weeks before that. And I had to take a serious decision at that time. Now, what I have done a few weeks before that. So, as you know, we live in a community. As priests. And I was busy doing a lot of things, you know, traveling and youth retreat and all sorts of things. People say I'm never here, but always here in my spirit. Yeah. And the other priest who lives with me, they were all busy. Like, you know, people die unexpectedly. All sorts of things, parish work and everything. And I came to a point, along with other things, I wanted a break. I wanted a break. So I declared myself, I'm going for a break. So I was all right. And then one of my fellow priests told me, you know, the same week I am going away, and the other guy is a little bit sick. So can you postpone? Or can you stay back for the weekend and go? By this time, I made my mind. Oh, no, I can't. I can't. It's my time, you know, I need a break. I need a break. So I said, we're having this conversation, but there is no way I'm considering it. And I'm praying for my other fellow priest to get healed. other fellow priest to get healed so I can go away. So my prayer is actually, please, God, heal him. And I'm actually approaching this, my fellow priest, and say, are you healed? You fine? Can you do this mass? You should be fine, isn't it? It's just 1 hour mass, you know. You'll be fine, you know. I'm trying to think at this time of my struggle of internally what is happening within me. I'm calling my friends, hey, you know, I feel like going away, but these things are happening, you know, one priest is sick, and what should I do? Yeah, man, it's your life, you need a break, you're busy, don't worry about them, go. And I'm like, yeah. And then I call my another friend. It's like, I like to go away, but, you know, there's a bit of tension. What should I do? It's like, yeah, maybe you should take some other time. I'm like, okay, I'll talk to you later. So at this time, I am, if Holy Spirit tells me, maybe priorities. Okay, Holy Spirit, maybe later. So in my time, I want to listen to, even to my body and mind, everything that kind of suits my decision. I didn't want anything other than that. Finally, this fellow priest who is sick said to me, you go away. You know, and I went away. And you know what? That week was the hardest week. Poor guy, when the fellow priest, when I got back, he fell very, very sick again. That made my agony. Like, oh my goodness, if only I had stayed back. I don't know, but my peace of mind, I lost to my peace of mind. You know, I could have easily, I don't know how my other fellow priests took this, they're very holy men. But in my own, my heart, I just couldn't find peace because I couldn't put my community first. Second, I couldn't put my brother who is a bit sick first. I couldn't put other people's interests first. And I could have easily taken a break the coming week. My peace left. And I came back to the community. I could see a little bit of tension. I don't know, I mean, we are Christian people, we don't express our emotions, you know. Especially emotions of anger or frustrations. But within me, because of my guilt, my frustration, you know, I could have been better. I should have known this. All these years of formation, community comes first, brotherhood comes first, priorities. I just couldn't do it. So I am underneath all this expectation trying to find myself. And I just couldn't come up and I couldn't come victorious. So I have all this guilt, tension. I didn't want to talk to the brothers. And when I read this, and at the training, I'm praying with this. That's when this passage came to me. Deny yourself. If you want to find your life, you will lose it. If you lose your life, you will find it. This can be very much explained through the word that's here. St. Paul says, those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Now, Jesus is very clever. He says, everything starting with our mind. When I am going through this tension of should I take my holiday, should I consider my brother, all my mind wants here is everything that gratifies me. I call people, I read passages from Bible, look after yourself, thank you Lord. I read passages from deny yourself, no God. So at this time, my mind wants to hear only the things that suits me. Your body is important, self-care. These are the messages I want to hear. At this time, nothing about Jesus' resurrection. It's all about nothing about the cross of Jesus. It's about the joy of resurrection. I didn't want here. And the mind, that's where it's all start. That's why second reading, St. Paul says, be renewed by the renewal of your mind. The word of God again. Those who set their minds, not their heart or body, those who set their minds on the things of the flesh, they live according to the flesh. Those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. There is always a battle of mind before an action. There is always a battle of mind in our lives before an action. And one day one guru was asked, I have a bad wolf and a good wolf in me. Who will win the fight? The one you feed, the guru said. There is a bad wolf and a good wolf in me. Who will win the fight? The one you feed the most. If I feed myself with the things of the flesh, in a critical time, who will win? The flesh will win. If I feed my mind with the things of the Spirit, who will win? The Spirit will win. Now let's look at what is the things of the flesh. The way of the flesh. One of the attitude of the way of the flesh is, I know everything and it's all about me. It's like I know everything, it's all about me. Second is, I want everything. That is another attitude of the flesh. The third attitude, third is, you cannot have anything that I don't have. You can't have anything that I don't have. And the fourth one is, I have the right to everything. And the next attitude, you are the object of my pleasure. And then comes, it's all about my gratification. And I don't want to be responsible. Now let me be very clear. If you look at this, we find very fundamental teaching in the church, which is the virtues, which is the capital sins. So I know everything and it's all about me is called pride. That's in the next slide. See that? It's pride. Second is, I want everything. It's greed. Third is, you cannot have anything that I don't have. It's envy. Then anger. Then comes the lust. Then comes gluttony. Then comes sloth, laziness. If we set our mind on this, if I set my mind on these things, what things comes out of me is that. And if you see the red highlight, I, and my. When I was making a decision for my holiday, the sick brother didn't exist for me. The other people didn't exist for me. It was all, I knew I was concerned about them, but it was all about me. My holiday, my friends are coming, I need a break. I was locked into that kind of thinking. I set my mind on the things of the flesh, and what came out of me was actions that suited my desires. Let's look at the next slide. The way of the heart. The way of the heart is, let's do it together. Let's share it. I am so glad that you are a good preacher or you are a good musician. I'm so sorry. I respect you. I don't have to have it now. How can I help? Oh, the virtues related to it is being humble, a humility, generosity, mutual love, meekness, chastity, self-control, and diligence or being responsible. Now, if we set our minds on this, naturally, we have an inclination to act in this way. I don't want to scare any one of you. That's why I started off with my own example of failing. We have hope. We have hope. But the message is, if we deny, then there is life and there is peace. When I didn't deny myself in my own life, and of course, I hope in the brotherhood, there was some tension. There was a little bit of uneasiness. And it's all caused by that I didn't put my brotherhood first. And even in our marriage, if you look at your marriage, there are times we have to deny ourselves. There are times you have to put your wife's interest or husband's interest first. And that can bring life and peace. And at the times you acted selfishly, if you look back, there may be times tensions. So young people, you know, things in life doesn't happen because of luck. I know there are people sitting here who plays rugby and other sports. You have to have so much training. Get up in the morning and run. There are people who are committed for muscles here. You need to have a good diet. You know, good diet and all sorts of things. There is hard work behind all those things. There is a denying thing. And look, if you want to get to spring, which is tomorrow, there is this 3 months of Canberra cold. living in the minus and sitting next to the heater or sitting on the heater. That's what we do. But then, as soon as the spring comes, everyone comes out. But we had to go through that pain. In everything, there is a sense of pain. Everything, there is a sense of denying. If Jesus had died, we will never have his life and peace. We will never have his life and peace. We will never sit together like this joyous soul because he denied himself. We live in a world where everything is about me. People treat me good. People feed me. People respect me. Give me attention. Entertain me. You are my object of my lust. In that world, there is no peace. There is no life. Let's find peace. Let's find life by putting others first. By putting others first. Giving others priority, sharing, and find life and peace in it. After all, the whole fullness of commandment is this: love your God first and love others as yourself. As yourself. Let us love God first and foremost. Let us one another as we love ourselves. Amen.